Om Shanti. Good morning. The song was about Baba and Madhuban, and each place was mentioned that has special memories for all of us. And of course, it's the month of January, and so a special time to emerge those sweet memories, not only with Sakar Baba, but also with Avyakt Bhaktada and Om Shanti Bhavan days. By the time we reached Shantivan, the family had become too large, and so we didn't get the same opportunities that we had earlier. So the song mentioned how the days of Om Shanti Bhavan were a training. Baba teaching us to go beyond the physical into the subtle. And so every period has its own special uniqueness. And so the period we're in now, very much a time when we have to make our own effort to go beyond the physical and experience the connection with the incorporeal. All the external supports that we used to have gradually, and Baba was very kind in that it didn't all happen suddenly, it happened slowly, gradually. And of course the final support was Bhaktada coming into the physical chariot of Daddy Gulzar, and even that was very kind because Daddy was still around 2018 onwards through till 2021. And so those few years were a chance for us to get used to not having Baba come in the physical form. But Daddy Gulzar was still there. So there was still the hope that yes, it may happen, it may happen. But of course then COVID also came and Daddy flew away. So it's been a very gradual journey in which all the supports were taken away. And even before your time, the original family of the Dadis and the few Dadas, Mama was a huge, huge support for most of them. And so that was a training to go beyond Mama and just focus on Baba. So it's been a preparation to this point where now Baba is saying, can you be content under all circumstances? So today's murli is a murli about contentment. Imagine having none of the comforts that we take support from, even today. What is it that supports mean on the external physical level? Maybe even not just food and heat and electricity and cool air, if that's what's needed, and all these external things. But maybe I'm dependent on service. And maybe a time comes when the only service I can do is through the power of the mind. Well, if I'm discontent for any reason at all, I cannot serve, because there'll be all sorts of other negative or wasteful thoughts that'll come in. But if I've learned to be content and take whatever it is that Baba's offering me now, all the treasures that Baba wants to give me, if I take all those treasures today, then it's with the power of those treasures that I remain content. And with my own stage of contentment, I'm able to serve others also. And of course, Baba's given us several tips in the murli about how to create the stage of contentment. And first is, can I have such a link with Baba, the incorporeal one, that I'm able to receive all the treasures that God wants to give me. If I don't have that stage of contentment, then what is it that I'm going to be able to share with others? And the purpose of service is to allow others to take benefit from God and take the treasures that God wants to give all His children. And so I need to be able to practice detachment from the body. It's something that everyone here is very aware of. But the more I practice this myself, the more I'm able to help others understand and also achieve this. And the example of the radio transmitter is a very simple one, but very clear one. If you've got a radio set, but it's not tuned to the right frequency, the transmitter is sending the message, but you're not able to receive it. Or if your mind is scattered and you don't have that stage in which you can connect absolutely with the One, then you're not going to be able to receive whatever Baba wants to offer you. And so I need to have the right frequency, A, through the practice of being detached from the physical body. And if I learn about practicing soul consciousness, and the theory is very easy, you can learn it in an hour, not even a day, in just 1 hour you can learn about soul consciousness. But the practice, Baba won't say it's difficult, because it's actually just coming back to the natural state you had in the golden age and the silver age. What was the consciousness at that time? It was soul consciousness. But today, because the other half of the cycle, copper age and iron age, we forgot the soul, we forgot about keeping that awareness. And so today it's not a struggle, but a habit of the body pulling to itself is a very strong one. You know, if you've got a habit that you've had for 4 years, 5 years, it pulls you. And I was just thinking, since coming back, I've been in a different room here. And earlier, for about 20 years, I was in another room. So it's a long habit, but I keep finding myself, instead of turning here, going here. It happens several times a day. And so, but it's a habit, a little habit, not such a big deal. But you can see how any habit we have is so deeply instilled in us. And if it's a habit that's there from birth after birth, how deep is that habit? And compared to that, how much time and attention have I given to the practice of eradicating that habit and instilling or reminding myself of the original, pure consciousness of just being the soul? And so I've spoken a lot about practicing detachment from the body as Shariri. Can I be here and observe my own body being here? The soul hasn't left the body, it's very much in the body. But my awareness, can I be detached from my own skin? And Baba's mentioned again how the first instruction that God gives us is to experience yourself as a soul. And in that awareness of the soul, you'll be able to connect with God. So the frequency that allows me to connect with the transmitter and pick up the transmission is soul consciousness. And if my mind is connected just simply here, that isn't soul consciousness, that's physical consciousness. And so Baba's mentioned that keep practicing, because it's not going to happen just like that. Your practice isn't going to help me your practices for you, but my personal, individual practice is going to help me connect with Baba. And I can't keep saying, but it's difficult, it's difficult, it's difficult. It's not difficult. It's lack of attention. They say wherever your attention goes, energy flows. And so my attention is here and here. And of course here there's 1,000 things that can distract me. People and situations and possessions. Everything can be a distraction. And so the pulls are 1,000 plus. But my attention, what is it that I really want? Can I come back to that again and again? And so I want all the treasures that God is offering me. So how do I get them? Not by competition, not by comparison. Just simply going inside, being the soul and connecting with Baba. So if I want all the attainments, they're there. Baba's kept the doors of the treasure store completely open. Each one can take as much as you choose. The ocean never says, I don't have any more. The ocean has more than enough, a huge abundance. And so there's enough for not just me, but billions. And so can I take whatever it is I wish to take, but using that method of connecting. And then I have those attainments and I feel content. Yesterday somebody commented on how there's a void that people feel nowadays. And I know that here there are many families who've come here today because they're offering bhog for one of their loved ones. For some it's happened just a few days ago, and for others it happened a year, 2 years, 3 years ago. But when there's been a special person and a special relationship, there's a missing that's there when that person leaves. And especially when you know that you're not going to meet them or see them in the same form. In Bharat, we're lucky. This idea of reincarnation, or a simpler way to understand it, is rebirth. The soul is immortal. It's left one body. It's left one role that the actor was playing. And it's gone on. And there's a period of silence in between, when the soul is just simply in the mother's womb and not engaged in any action or not absorbing new information all the time. So just a quiet time for the soul to reflect, which maybe the soul never had during its journey before. And in that quiet time, it's able to reconnect with God and be able to take what it needs from God, because it's not yet in that bondage of body consciousness. That's the time when our vibrations also can reach the soul very quickly. The body becomes a block in picking up vibrations. You can see how children pick up vibrations quickly. Babies pick up vibrations very quickly because they haven't yet got into the trap of that body. Animals pick up vibrations very quickly. It's fascinating that whenever there's an earthquake or a tsunami, the animals run to a place of safety. And humans haven't yet heard what's going to be happening. They get the emergency alerts later, but the animals have already run. So they pick up vibrations, but in a positive way. when we remember those from whom we've had support and help, companionship and sustenance, so much that we receive from the departed ones. So now a time for gratitude and thanks. And so when we offer bhog, it's to be able to say, in God's remembrance, we've cooked and we are now offering, and those vibrations are what you're sharing with the departed spirit, whether it's already an infant or even a child or wherever it may be, or still in the womb. But those vibrations of the preparation and the offering and the family coming together to offer, really those vibrations reach the soul. The soul can't come back and tell you, I'm very happy. And we mustn't disturb the soul. It's now on its new journey. But we know that whatever good karma the soul has done, it's carrying that with itself. But also the legacy of the good karma, in which the young ones have learned from the elders what good karma is all about. You know, there's a system that you have. It happens here also with some, but in India it happens a lot. Parents want to give something for Baba's box, and they'll put it in the hands of the child. Now, the child doesn't know what it's all about, but the child gets that feeling. And maybe the parents explain to the child, and maybe the child is old enough to understand or not, but they'll put the envelope or whatever it is in the child's hands so that the child begins to learn the process of giving. And so when children have seen their parents do all of this, there's one individual I know who's a total atheist. It's my brother. And he'll always say that there's one thing he learned from my mother. And my mother was a Rajyogi since 1957. And so from the time he was four, he was seeing her. But he said, I learned honesty from my mother. She was never shy about being honest. And so my point that whether a person believes or doesn't believe that there's anything beyond this, the values that young ones learn from the elders are the real legacy. Whatever else is the legacy that's taken or not taken, but that legacy is something that stays with them the whole of their life. He's now 70 plus, but he still remembers that from childhood days. So the offering of bhog is not just symbolic, but it's a real act, an action that we are performing to be able to offer our thanks, our gratitude, our love, and those vibrations help the soul, wherever it is. But also, not just the love and gratitude that we have in our hearts, but also the blessings that they receive from God. And again, whether you believe in God or not is another question. But if I'm sharing thoughts of love in God's remembrance, then definitely God's protection and blessings are with the soul in whose honor or whose memory I have done all of this. So the offering of bhog is part of a very important awareness of karma and giving the return of karma. But this awareness of contentment, the soul connected with God, and all the treasures come to the soul. And then there's so much peace, so much love, that it overflows and it can be shared. Thoughts, words, actions. And yes, the time will come when it won't be through words. Baba keeps reminding us our face and our behavior is going to do the service. But even beyond that, the power of thought and vibrations. And so when we are sending good wishes and pure feelings, again, those vibrations reach wherever they are intended to reach, but especially if there's another individual. And if I have pure thoughts and good wishes for them, not only do they reach that soul, but today Baba's mentioned how you create a pure atmosphere, not just around them, but wherever you are, wherever they are. And the other way also is true, that if there's something I'm seeing that I'm reacting against, and I think I'm going to explain to them, and I'm using force, then they've made a mistake, but my use of force is also actually coming from the seed of anger. And there was another interesting comment Baba made a few days ago in a Sakar Murli. And again, I'd not connected the two things as clearly as Baba mentioned it. So Baba mentioned how when I get upset, something's happening and I get upset, well, I'm certainly not content at that time. But also, the upset is also part of anger. It's that whole spectrum. Irritation, bossiness, upset, they're all part of that story of anger. And so somebody said, but I wasn't angry with anyone. I was just upset. But the upset is anger. And if I allow it to stay, it's going to fester. And it's going to create not just a problem for me on a physical level also. Never mind spiritual level. It's not going to allow me to connect with God. But on a physical level, my cells are going to be storing all that upset and aggression. And it's going to be pain I feel and discomfort that I feel. And we don't always connect all of these things. And I know that now holistic medicine is looking at all of this with more attention than it did ever before. But Baba explained all this to us way, way, way back. You've heard Dadi Janki say that in the early days when she was a nurse for 11 years, not just in Karachi, but also later in Abu, she was the nurse there. And that's the, when she'd surrendered, she'd had the thought, I want to be given a duty that's going to bring me into a working relationship with Brahma Baba, so that I can learn from him. And her own health was very fragile, and so she wasn't expecting, she didn't hold the thought, but it was there in a subtle way. But the person who had been the nurse the first few years couldn't manage very well. And so Baba sent a message through Mama, because Baba was in Clifton and Mama was with the sisters. And so Baba phoned Mama and said, Janak can be the nurse. And so when Mama spoke to Dadi and said, this is Baba's message, there might have been a little bit of trace of a question in her face, in her eyes. And Mama picked that up. She didn't say no, but just a question. And so Mama said, what's the hesitation? And Daddy said, I know that my own health is not so strong, and I'm wondering whether I'll be able to do justice to the task. And Mama's reply was, if Baba gives a task, Baba gives the power with which to be able to fulfill that task. And so she said yes, immediately. And it was the service that really brought her into close working relationship with Baba, morning and evening, morning and evening. Because at night she would give report of what's happened through the day with the patients, and morning time, how has the night been? Again, she would report back to Baba. She learned a lot about natural health remedies, but also she learned about the karma behind various things that happen. And Baba would say to her, well, the soul is not happy. And so talk to the soul in this way. The concern was always to help the patient. But Baba's explanation of karma was the way in which she understood and then was able to serve them in the best possible way. So, contentment. And if I don't stay content, there's discontent, there's an effect on the body, but there's also, of course, an effect on the atmosphere and my behavior. So often when somebody reacts in a way that's unwarranted, whatever has happened is minor, it's not a big deal, but the reaction is big. And probably it's the discontent of the soul that's creating that reaction. So one of my favorite topics, and Baba takes it up often, is this whole subject of contentment. But the other way that Baba has mentioned it, so not just the detachment from the body, but Baba also saying how you have to learn to be an observer. Detach and then observe. So the detached observer means that whatever scene is coming, you don't get influenced by the scene, but your stage remains stable. And then you're able to understand how you should respond. If I haven't practiced detachment, I can't be an observer. And if I'm not an observer, then I don't get a full picture. I'm just operating from my own inner feelings rather than what is the need of the moment. And so Baba is saying that you have to learn to be a detached observer. And the more you practice that also today, when for most of us, I know there's always upheaval of something or another, but generally speaking, our lives are comfortable. But as time goes on, all the comforts are going to go, for sure. Things are getting more and more chaotic. We used to allow 1 hour to drive from here to Oxford. We can't do that anymore. It's definitely going to be a minimum of 1.5 hours. But beyond that, maybe 2 hours. You don't know what's going to happen on the road. Maybe longer. So the uncertainty of all situations is increasing in a big way. Can I be a detached observer and take care of my own inner stage and maintain stability and contentment? Then I can help others around me. If I've been shaken, I'll need help. I won't be able to help anyone else. And the last thing from Baba Smriti I want to underline. Contentment comes from the attainments from God, but also contentment comes from my own self-respect, my own value for myself. And the way to be able to increase that, it doesn't have to be when I was young, I had no self-respect, and so today I'm still the same. No, it's something that when one understands, one can work on. And today Baba's talked about holding the hand of Srimad. What are God's instructions? And the more I'm following God's instructions, the more happiness I feel and the closeness with God, but also the value of my own inner world and the self-esteem I have rises. And if there's something I'm doing that's against Srimad, then I can't have that same value for myself. And so that again creates discontent. So every Murali from Baba is many, many treasures, and you'll hear all of that. But today we want you to experience another treasure. Madhuban hosted the International Youth Forum, and it's now 30 years since they've been doing that. I happened to be in Madhuban at the time they were having their celebration, and the cake suddenly appeared, and I wondered, what's this cake for? And then I understood it was 30 years of celebration. So, Paulina, we've asked a couple of young people who were there this time in Madhuban to come and share their experience. Those who were in the youth forum early days and at the beginning, 30 years, 20 years ago, are now very mature teachers living in centers or even running countries.